right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Drawless.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
God, sorry, I lost my breath.
It wasn't a perfect harmony, but we did our best. It's new mics.
Listen, we're on new mics. We're in like a new studio. I'm looking down the barrel of my video camera, which I just feel alive about.
I'm forgetting that I can do that. No, that's a fun thing to do.
That's, I'm very much, this is the show and that's the show.
Yeah. Well, this is the show. Yeah. This is backstage.
And this is backstage. Yeah. It's like you're having both at the same time. It feels weird. We said this year, we said, what if middle children got adopted in a way?
Yeah, which they never do.
No, I know, famously.
I've never met a middle child that was
stable. I know.
Or adopted.
Before this, I got coffee, and I have to tell you, so I'm wearing my egg necklace.
Yeah.
Which I made.
Did you?
I did. And it looks very high class, and it looks fancy.
How did you decide on which breakfast
words
to put?
They kind of just came to me.
You could have put something funny. I feel like you could have added a funny word. Because what do we have? Bacon, waffles, pancakes.
Okay, first of all. Okay, so
for those of you not watching, the necklace is a yellow and it has a big fried egg on it.
Big fried egg.
It's a statement piece.
It's such a statement piece.
And then it has big yellow beads, but in between each yellow bead is a
breakfast food in word beads. Word beads.
Letter beads.
Yes.
As well as French fry earrings.
Yeah. Today I said, I'm going to have fun. A. B, I'm having fun. Okay. C, I forget. Like sometimes when I wear stuff like this, I'm saying to the world, you can talk to me if you want to talk to me.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Like kind of. And so I was getting my coffee and I forget sometimes I'm wearing it. So the guy was like, is that breakfast foods? And I said, and then he was like, your necklace. Or the like, is that a breakfast necklace? And I said, it is. He said, do you work with kids? And I said, no. I said, I just made it for me and my best friend. He said, that's so cool. I said, thank you.
Is it?
That's what he said.
But I mean, did he say it in a way that he meant it? Or was he being like rude?
I thought he was going to give me a free coffee after that. I was like, uh-oh.
I went to that coffee shop too. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, what?
The line was out the fucking door.
Oh, I know. The line was insane.
It's 10:45 on a Friday. I'm not trying to wait in line for 45 fucking minutes.
No.
For a cold brew.
Yeah. Which unfortunately.
This is why we talk about Starbucks all the time. Everybody loves to hate Starbucks, which it sucks, but you can order ahead. You go in, you pick it up.
I'm just like one of those people that I just don't believe in like ordering ahead.
I just don't believe in small businesses. like support Starbucks that's closing down branches because they're unionizing. I guess I should maybe make an effort and wait in line at small coffee shops.
Well, it's hard. I mean, it matters how much time you have. But then also like when I drink coffee like this, and this is a shout out to this coffee place, which I'm not going to attempt to say the name.
I think it's Devotion.
Devotion. But you can tell like their cold brew. I'm like, I'm going to be freaking out.
It was brewed cold. You can tell.
In 20 minutes, I'm going to be twitching.
That's what I'm achieving. That's what I'm trying to achieve every time I have a cold brew. I want to feel like I did
like Coke. Yeah. Well, so I think that'll be that. All I'm saying
She's gonna hop out of her chair at any minute.
I know. I'm excited. So you had a fun night last night.
I did. Well, I did.
I know.
I did. I went to a, steakhouse, but it was like a secret. It's like a burger joint.
Wow.
But my friend was like, I made reservations at this nice steakhouse. And so I'm trying to find the address. It wasn't a surprise that we were going to a steakhouse, but where it was a surprise.
Wow.
And you go into like this greasy burger joint, and then you have to be like, I have a reservation for this. And then there's like a door next to the kitchen,
it's like
and it's like a room. That's like a fancy steakhouse with like 10 tables.
That's so cool.
And when we got there, there was one other table there. And then they left and we were the only people in there.
Where is it?
It's on the Upper East Side.
I can't tell you.
It's on the Upper East Side. Okay. No, I can tell you. It's on like...
I want to go.
73rd and 2nd.
Was it great steak?
It was fine. The food was fine. I got, but it's also like, it was like a wedding. You would be like, oh, can I get the steak dinner?
Yeah. Oh.
And it comes with like a salad, a side, a little
meal.
Dessert. And then for like $25 extra, unlimited wine.
Wow. Hello.
But here's the thing.
What?
The waitress was not very attentive. So the wine, I'm like, it needs to be at least 3 glasses to make this deal worth it.
Yeah.
And I mean, it got to 3 glasses because I went out into the burger joint. I was like, excuse me, can we get a refill? Because she was flirting with the host.
Oh my God. Not on my watch. Do that on your time.
Listen. It's not going to happen, number one.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I'm like, it was not, he did not seem interested. Mm-mm. And number two, we're in the steakhouse.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
And it wasn't cheap either.
I believe it.
And we got martinis to start.
I love martinis.
Do you?
I do.
That surprises me.
I'm a dirty little martini bitch. The thing is, I have
feel like
one.
You would have one martini.
Let me explain.
And beef.
I do. I have one. I'm a completely different person. I'm like, close the deal. I'm like, who's that little slut at the bar? I'm so aggressive. I go, I need another one to stay where I am. If I have another one, I'm sloshed. I've lost all power and I have to be like rolled out of there.
Do you do vodka martinis?
Yeah.
Okay. Same.
Yeah, vodka.
But then after that, we went to this like Irish bar that does karaoke on Thursdays.
Wow.
And let me tell you something. It was a family.
Oh my God.
And the waitress was singing Sinead O'Connor.
Oh.
Like the older Irish waitress was doing an ode to Sinead O'Connor.
Oh my God.
She did have us say a prayer for Sinead O'Connor as a group.
Of course.
I mean, it was probably, it felt like I was at a wedding last night, honestly, because of the dinner. And then we went
beautiful.
To this like place where
people were
singing all together.
Yeah, that's beautiful. What'd you sing?
Chasing Cars from the Grey's Anatomy musical episode.
Absolutely.
2 a.m.
Wow.
Also from the Grey's Anatomy musical episode.
Wow.
And I Can't Make You Love Me. Which, here's the thing. People were doing downer ballads.
Okay,
when
I like
I
that
put
vibe.
In
oh.
I Can't Make You Love Me. But then the vibes switched.
Oh, yeah.
People were having the time of their life.
Yeah.
But then that song, I was like, well, now
uh-oh.
I really have brought down the vibe again.
Yeah.
So, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah. And it's nice to switch vibes. It's like rock and then let's really feel
let's
something
ruin
as
it
a
for
group.
Everybody.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, it depends.
What did you do? Anything?
Last night, I hung out with my friend Sarah and we got super high.
On what? Just kidding.
Yeah, I was like, we were just packing. You know what I mean?
Bowls. Can I tell you what movie I watched? I got really high the other night and watched The Fast and the Furious.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm going to try to get through all...
8, 10? 10. Fun, good for you, I guess.
There's a lot of famous people in that movie.
Yeah, it's like the highest budget, weirdest thing that's ever happened to us. And well, see, that's when I hate, like... This is when I, like, you know, I'm... This is when I feel like I'm in the Barbie movie, and I'm, like, the patriarchy. I'm just like, who came up with Fast Car or whatever it's called? Cars? What's it called?
The Fast and the Furious.
The Fast and the Furious, which is, like, guys racing cars that don't exist.
There's
like,
girls, too.
Yeah, I know.
The girls are pivotal in the storyline. It's sort of like
are
a
they?
Love star story meets an action film.
You love it?
I didn't hate it.
Are you standing it?
I do want to watch the remaining 9.
Okay.
But I hear...
I love
like,
that for you.
Well, number one, I need there to be a female villain. I feel like there's got to be one where there's a female villain. And I looked... Is it Charlize Theron? Yep, I had a feeling.
Oh.
I looked at the cast and I'm like, Charlize Theron is in one. I bet she's a villain.
Okay.
Helen Mirren is in some. Gal Gadot is in the first one.
Everyone's picking up a paycheck. I'm not saying that's not happening.
Vin Diesel looks good, too. I'll say that.
Are you into like a Vin Diesel?
I'm not into like a Vin Diesel. I'm into
you?
Vin Diesel.
Ugh. He's like a guy that I'm like, ugh. You know, like well, he's like, just like he takes himself so seriously and it's such a turn off.
What
me.
Have you watched him in?
that movie fast.
You've seen it?
My ex, this is like such a guy thing where they're like, you need to watch this. This is like, he was like, this is like my Hallmark movie. I'm like, okay.
I would never tell someone they have to watch The Fast and the Furious
because well, it's an amazing did. Film.
It's like, it is kind of Hallmarky in that bad, but it's.
It's just stupid.
Good.
Is it?
In that it was fun. It was fun.
I get. Okay. You love it. I love it for you.
But did you know, I of course was looking up how Mark, what's his fucking name? The main
Ruffalo?
Guy. No. Wait. Mark.
Yes.
What is Paul? His name? Paul Walker.
Okay.
I was going to say like Mark Meadows. I think that's a sports person.
Oh.
Paul Walker. Do you know that he died?
Yeah.
In a high speed car?
Yeah.
Crash?
It's ironic, if you will.
It
it's
is.
Very ironic. And sad.
He owned like a high, like a nice car dealership.
Wow.
So I'm like, is he, does he think he's this man? And also apparently from what I hear,
yeah,
they never kill him in the movie, even though he right. died while they were making the seventh movie. They
yes.
just make him a stay at home dad.
Right. And like they, I know the movie is weird. They talk about, I was then listening to whatever that podcast, like how it got made, like they're obsessed with them and they like analyze it. It's just everybody likes how like it's very kitschy and it's very like Vin Diesel like thinks he's the baddest action star that's ever lived.
Well,
and you're just watching him like dream that out. It's a little like Tom Cruise movie, whatever those are called.
But Mission isn't Impossible. Tom Cruise, listen, we all know Tom Cruise is crazy. I yeah. have not seen the new Mission Impossible. But I think he does all of his own stunts.
He is crazy and there's he commits.
Like, there was like that viral video because apparently in the new one he like drives a motorcycle off a cliff and then launches a
yeah.
parachute and then drops the motorcycle and he does it himself.
Here's the thing, actors,
and they filmed it first because they thought
he could die,
so they literally filmed it because if he died they would
listen,
they'd be like, well,
actors
you know.
Are unstable and we know that, and a lot of their life they're like, I fake it till I make it, and that's when they haven't stopped yet. Like Tom Cruise is like, I'm a stunt man, like I'm gonna fake it till I make it or die, and he's like, I can jump off a cliff, and no you can't.
I mean he can,
like he can, I mean I don't, he doesn't have family right now, I don't think. He's a
he
daughter.
Has a daughter.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know if I if that were my
he
dad, I'd be like, could you not?
Right now.
I don't know. He's not married, is what I mean. I don't think.
So throw yourself off a cliff.
I'm saying if I were close to him, I'd be like, could you not go off the cliff? Could you have your stuntman do it and make it home for dinner and not have me on the edge of my seat? I would murder. Could you be in a relationship with someone who's like, today I might die? It's like, no, I don't want that.
Anybody in a relationship with me would get that vibe every day.
That you could go at any minute?
Yes. I live next door to a retired stuntman.
That's cool.
And he's always like getting surgeries now.
Oh, see, that's it really breaks my heart.
It's not that I'm in an action movie phase.
Yeah, I guess.
But all these movies that as a kid I like hated because
yeah.
they were so...
Yeah.
I'm like, my brothers loved it,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of going back and watching them with like an adult's eye.
Yeah.
And so far, I'm into it. Fast and Furious. I did all the Jurassic Parks.
Wow. How about Indiana Jones?
No, but I'll put that on the list.
They're kind of fun. I like them. Those I like. Especially the third one, I think, where it's like him and his dad. It's actually so funny.
Like, who and his dad? Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
How old's his dad?
I think it's Sean Connery. He's like, I don't know how old he's in it, like 60 or 70, but he's like very funny. And I was like, what's this? Like, who are, it's such a funny, like, type movie.
I would watch. Yeah. I also watched a movie called Fatale or something
cool.
on Netflix last night. Here's the thing. If something's number one, two, or three, anything on Netflix, it does not mean it is a good movie.
No, it means that they're paying a lot, which pisses me off.
It's like the movie's kind of like the remember the Beyonce, Idris Elba.
Oh, like Revenge.
Ali Larder movie. Obsessed.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Obsessed, but with Hilary Swank.
Okay.
As the villain.
Hillary Swank could scare the shit out of me, and I know that for a fact. She, when she acts, goodbye. I don't know where Hillary goes and someone else emerges, but I bet I'd have nightmares.
Academy Award winner.
She's incredible.
She came into the restaurant when I used to work at the restaurant, and she was drinking, like, you know, the Camelbacks, backpacks with a straw.
Yeah.
And she
was for hikers.
Yeah.
She was doing that around the city.
And the host was like, did you get back from a hike?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, just a really long walk from the Upper East Side. And then I was like, that's Hillary Swank. Do not ask her if she got back from a hike.
But also, it's like, I'm sure she didn't recognize her. And it's like, how could you not point out the fact that she's like sucking from her backpack?
It was a hot day.
It's a hot day. I mean, good for Hillary Swank. If you were going to be in an action movie, like, I've thought about this a lot. Two things. One thing I think about a lot is, like, in another world, in a different realm, I think I could be like a great bank robber, you know, or like a great like distractor, like in a heist thing, you know.
Totally. You'd like, be great at robbing banks.
Thank you for saying that. I honestly think I could. I think like my name would be like the the flatterer. Like someone would come in and be like, that girl was so nice. Yes, she
robbed
us.
Where's the money?
Yes, she robbed us, but the compliments she gave me were so to my core and what I needed today. I'm not filing charges.
It sounds
charges.
Like a Melissa McCarthy
movie. Probably.
As we know, my favorite movie of all time, Melissa McCarthy Spy.
Is that your favorite?
Top five for sure.
At least. Gotta be.
I've seen it 500 times.
Yeah.
It is so good.
It's so good.
Like, if you have not seen Spy,
stop what you're doing.
It's listed in, there was a New York Times article last year that was like the 25 best actors of
our generation? This generation?
Yes.
Wow.
And Melissa McCarthy was on it at number like 25, I think.
Damn.
For that movie Spy. Because it's like James Bond, but starring Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
Comical.
Funny.
Rose Byrne at her best as a supervillain.
Rose Byrne is so good.
Bobby Cannavale as a villain.
Hmm. Can't place that.
He's in a lot of things. Okay. He's also Rose Byrne's husband.
Oh, I love that. I love one.
He was the gay guy at the end of Will and Grace that Will, remember the cop that Will was dating?
No.
Well.
Sorry.
She hates gay film and cinema.
I really do. I won't support it.
Wait, what was your question?
I don't know. I think I was like, what would you do?
I would be the villain.
You would be the villain?
I feel like there's never been an action movie with like a sassy gay villain.
You're right.
And I think that's a untapped market.
What would you say? What would be like your catchphrase?
Suck on this.
Yeah, that works.
Or like, you little bitch.
Yeah.
I feel like men don't get called a bitch enough.
You're right.
In film.
Especially, okay, so let's pretend, because the question is, who's trying to take you down? Is it like a Vin Diesel or is it like a Hillary Swank? Or is it a Melissa McCarthy? Because the way you react to each of them would be very different. I would hope that you would like...
Well, I could see, like, maybe it's Hillary Swank, Vin Diesel, our partners, detective partners.
Yeah.
You know, she does things more by the book. He's always flying off the handle.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, follow my lead. And then he just goes. And she's
I connect
like,
with Hillary Swank. And I'm like, you can keep your muscle at home.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's the vibe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what would you be? I just want to be a villain.
Yeah, I think that
it's the most fun.
You should be a villain more.
I want to be like an Ursula.
No, that's what I was gonna say.
Who doesn't?
I know.
You will not find a gay man in America that does not fantasize about playing Ursula the Sea Witch.
Yeah, I'm behind that. I think we all felt that big time. There's also something very sexy about like a seal and an octopus kind of vibe, like that.
Sexy?
Many, like I thought her. Yeah. Sorry.
A seal? What are you talking about?
She has those eels things. An eel seal? I don't know. Like a slippery
flotsam,
substance.
The eels
flotsam
are like...
Flotsam and gotsam? What are they called?
Flotsam and jetsam.
Yeah.
But they're not attached to her.
Okay, yeah, but they listen. They're like her henchmen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I would like.
That I love.
Scar, like Lion King. How fun.
I know. I'd love that.
But I want to voice an animated movie.
Me too. That's
my new biggest goal, I think.
Yeah, I love the idea of showing up in sweatpants.
And sitting in a chair.
And just being in a bad mood and playing a villain. You know
I do
I mean?
My finest acting seated.
Me too. Yeah, if I'm seated, I'm inspired.
If I'm not, I'm like, oh, I got to walk over there.
Yeah.
I have to hit this mark. I have to pretend to pour this.
Let's
I forget
hear...
how to do everything.
Oh, my God. Wait, should we do a Hallmark where we're villains?
I feel like we're always villains.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Should we do a
But like real villains.
Let's get into it, guys. Since Jesse said it, I think we should just
yeah.
do it.
The Hallmark movie.
Do you want to start?
Okay, it's time for...
Or oh. should I?
Do you want... Okay. Do you want me to?
You can.
You start.
You can. You start. I feel like you have an idea.
Really? Do I have an idea? All right, let me get into it.
I bet it's going to be a direct reference pulled from like the Fast and
That's
the Furious
normally
or
what
something.
I haven't really seen those though. I just have to figure out, okay.
Well, we're not basing it on the Fast and the Furious.
Shut your face. Okay, let me find it. Okay, we open a picture this. It's dark. We're in a cave. We see bats flying. Okay. And we go down a tunnel-like cave. Okay.
Okay.
We're going down a tunnel-like cave. It goes out into an abyss, like a beautiful kind of valley area. Okay.
Okay.
And there is a little rabbit. Okay. It's like a little rabbit. And it's just looking for a carrot, finds a carrot.
Is it real or animated?
It's animated. Thank you for asking.
We're doing an animated Hallmark?
Yes.
Off to the races.
Here we go. So the bunny's eating this carrot. All of a sudden, we see a shadow kind of go over the bunny. And we're like, what's that? Pan up, pan up, pan up. It's... when I start, it's really hard. I'm like, are we animated moose? I don't know.
Well, you're going with a whole different outline than we normally do.
I know, because I was trying to make us villains. I'm like, how
so
do I tell a villain story? I don't know.
Do you? You can keep going if you want.
Okay, let me find it. Let me find it.
We haven't met anybody high-powered.
Okay, let me restart it. I'm going to restart it. I'm too stressed out. Okay, so we're restarting it. Forget the bats. Forget the cave. Honestly.
Forget it all.
Forget it all. Okay. So picture this. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, okay. We hear clip-clock, click-clock, heels walking mm-hmm. down the hallway. Okay. We are in a high-powered, I would say, like, bankish, okay, bank.
So it's a high-powered bank executive.
Bank executive, okay. She's walking down the hall. She's kind of running. She's trotting quickly.
Okay.
And she goes, all the money's gone.
In a pencil skirt, she's trotting.
Yeah, she has to. All the money's gone.
Okay.
And she's like, all the money's gone. And people are like, what? And there's a lot of hoopla. And they call down to the tellers, and the tellers are on the ground, and they're like, what happened? What happened? And the teller's like, I don't know.
Wait, so what, had the bank just actively been robbed?
It had just actively been robbed.
And so this woman ran into the executive office and said, all the money's gone. Right. Not the bank is being robbed as we speak.
No, because it's been robbed.
But all the tellers are still laying on the ground?
They're still on the ground. They're like, what happened to Margo, one of the tellers?
Okay.
And Margo apparently was inspired by whoever was robbing her to quit her job at that time because she was like, you could be an actress, like you should go follow your dreams. And Margo was like, you're right. And she was like, I quit and left. And actually that is how the robbers got in and started. They robbed the whole joint. OK,
what did they get into?
The safe.
OK,
where all the money is.
OK.
OK. And the guy's like, what happened? Then we cut to two people in a car. Okay.
Is this a flashback?
It's a flash forward.
Okay.
So there's a lot of money in the back of the car. We cut to the front of the car. It's you and me. Okay.
Yeah, of course.
I'm smoking a very long cigarette and I'm like, God, that was easy.
God, gets easier every time.
Doesn't it just? God, I'm bored with banks. I feel like we should do something like harder.
We got to up the ante.
Yeah.
I got, and that's when our phone rings.
Yeah.
And it is our business associate, Cynthia.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Cynthia, what the fuck do you want? We're still living on the high of stealing the biggest bank heist in
years, months, New York City decades, history. Really, yeah.
And she said, and she keeps track of everything for us.
Of course. You know,
she's sort of like our right hand woman.
Yeah.
She really keeps us in control. And, you know, we give her a hard time.
Well, you have to.
Of course, because she's a stupid bitch. And we tell her that every day.
Yeah, we do. We remind her who's in charge.
And it's because she's a genius. She really could overpower us if we didn't keep squashing her down.
Yeah.
And she says, I have bad news.
What?
And we go, what?
What?
And she's like, turn on the news. And I'm like, turn on the news? We're in a fucking getaway car, Cynthia. We can't turn on the news. And she was like, it's all over the news. And I'm like, what's all over the news?
Yeah, what?
And Margo, your little friend that you convinced to quit her job.
Yeah.
Took that advice and decided to get her 15 minutes of fame.
Interesting.
And start doing interviews with all the news people.
Good for her.
With all the press. There's pictures of us.
Like really good sketches.
Sketches. I mean, the security camera footage, obviously, of you. You. I don't know why you insisted on wearing that cape.
I love a cape. And I feel strongest in a cape. And you know that.
And, I mean, you're there in like a red velvet.
Cape.
Cape.
Yeah, that's how I move fastest.
And I was wearing stilettos at the time.
Right.
And so they have my height wrong, which is
good. Thank God, yeah.
But they do say that I'm the accomplice, which pisses me off.
Because
I was actually
the brains of the operation. Sure.
I found Margo's Instagram and said, this is an easy one to break. And so she's
doing improv 3 or 4 times a week.
She's doing improv multiple times a week. She's not good at it, but she keeps paying to learn it.
Smart.
She dreams of having a podcast, but right now she just records in her headphones and talks about Disney movies.
Mm.
And, you know, she's sweet.
So sweet.
And that's why we broke her.
Right.
And so I'm like, that little fucking bitch.
Yeah, she would.
I should have known.
Yeah.
I should have known. And Cynthia says, well, you have to go to the hideaway. And I'm like, the hideaway was a backup plan I just never thought we would have to use.
I'm like, what is it, the pandemic again? I'm going back into a hideaway?
And I thrived in the pandemic. That's where I came up, just like Danny Ocean from Ocean's 8.
Wow.
What is it? Ocean's... Oh, I always say Ocean's 8 because that's the one with Sandra Bullock that I like.
11? Ocean's 11.
Basically, I'm Sandra Bullock in Ocean's 8 because okay, she has some time in prison and that's where she comes up with the idea to rob the Met Gala.
Yeah, I'm Barbara Streisand. No.
She's not in it.
I'm... what's her face? Is it Barbara?
Who?
The girl in Hocus Pocus.
Bette Midler?
Bette Midler in any movie where she like has a physical comeback, you know?
You were calling her Barbara?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're Bette Midler.
No, I'm saying like, you know, Bette Midler in like every movie starts off frumpy and then she gets like hot.
I don't know that she gets hot.
Okay, well she gets like...
Confident?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember Ruthless People?
No.
Ugh, great one.
Okay, so I'm...
Forget it.
I just don't know that the reference is really...
I guess I was saying the last time that we went into hiding, I just got really buff. I could do pull-ups by the end. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're the muscle.
I'm the muscle. I could do like chin-ups and stuff.
Totally.
I could hold my own body weight.
And the thing is, we had been robbing banks for a long time, but we realized the only people we could trust was each other.
Ugh, yeah.
So we did cut the fat, the everyone else.
Absolutely. You know,
and... We haven't had time for love, I'll tell you that.
Well, no, of course there's no time for love. First of all, we're coming up with different identities left and right.
I don't even know who I am anymore.
I know, right? So Cynthia's like, listen, I feel like you guys need to go to my family farm as a great like hideaway spot. We're gonna come
I'm
up
like,
with
Cynthia,
like
Cynthia, I don't want to go anywhere that you came out of.
And she's like, well, you really don't have another choice now, do you? So you're going to Wisconsin.
And
okay.
I'm like, I think she's robbing us.
Is she?
I think she's siphoning cash.
Listen, I think we got to get out of the media's eye. We got to go to Wisconsin. Okay. A little town called Hope. Okay.
Hope, Wisconsin.
Yeah. And we've got to just live in secret just for a few months while this passes over.
Totally.
And then that happens to be the headquarters of like this really big watch company, Swatches. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, of course I've heard of Swatches. Yeah. I love Swatches.
Me too. So Swatches has a headquarters in Wisconsin. So she's like, after a little time, then you can rob them and move to your next target.
Okay.
And we're like, that kind of feels like a good plan.
Yeah, call the helicopter. Have it come around.
Absolutely. So you and I are getting on the helicopter. I'm like, what if we did some sort of drug on the flight?
Of course, we're on a flight.
Yeah, like, let's have a good time.
Yeah, we celebrate. I mean, we celebrate. Just got, what, the $5 million?
Yeah.
In gold and cash.
So exciting.
From Margot's dreams.
Dreams.
And so we're on the helicopter.
Yeah.
We black out. We don't know what happens on the helicopter.
No.
We land.
Thank God.
And I'm like, where the fuck are we?
Yeah.
It is just, you know, planes.
Ugh.
I've never been to such a flat land before.
Flat land.
And I see a Suburban.
Yikes.
An Escalade.
Ooh.
Maybe it's a big black Escalade.
Okay, fun.
And I say, that must be our ride.
Yeah.
And then as we're walking towards it, it pulls off to reveal a dumpy old pickup truck.
No.
And I go, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And that's when a man, well, here's the thing.
Okay.
The door swings open.
Okay.
And then suddenly my vision is, I can't really see. It's so dark because
the
shadow.
Drugs, it's hard
it's
to...
like a solar eclipse.
Oh my God.
Is happening. And I'm taken aback.
Yeah.
And when my eyes finally readjust, I realize it's just the driver of the truck
Yeah.
is a tall man.
How tall are we talking? If you were guesstimate, we're in Wisconsin,
well, he's
right?
He's towering over this 1958 Ford pickup truck.
Okay. It's a flat terrain.
Which is, you know, 5'10". And so
least.
He's about at least 4 or 5 inches above that.
That would put us like 6'2", 6'3".
So he's a tall guy.
Tall, very tall.
He's a tall man.
Okay.
And he's buff.
Wait, like
he's
where?
He's buff.
What's he wearing? I just have to know.
He's wearing an olive green and black plaid flannel.
Oh, damn. What are we doing with the sleeves? Are we?
They're rolled up.
Oh, thank God.
They're rolled up to reveal his almost Popeye-like forearms.
God, I love that.
And his hands calloused.
Damn.
Calloused.
Rough.
Because he's worked with his hands for years.
Rough to the touch, yeah.
Work boots.
Heavy.
Some dark blue jeans.
Damn.
Paint on them.
Ooh, a little dirt even?
Maybe.
Who knows what he was up to?
Who knows? He's a hard worker.
He really is.
Thick head of hair.
God, it's all real.
And he says, you must be... We never named ourselves.
And I forgot my own name in this moment. I'll tell you that right now.
Steven Veronica.
Right.
And
Steve and Veronica are our new names. Our
Wisconsin.
Is like, I think I'm Anastasia. Anastasia Varuk. And you're Bruce Bogtreeter.
Like Bruce Bogtrotter from Matilda that eats the cake. Well, that's why I changed my name, because I was named after the fucking kid
yeah.
that's forced to eat the chocolate cake in Matilda.
But he's so cute. Yeah. But it just, that's, and I, so, okay, we have our new name, Steve and...
Veronica.
Veronica.
And he goes, you must be Steve and Veronica. I'm Cynthia's cousin.
Right.
Adam. And
ooh.
I go, you're related to Cynthia?
I go, up an Adam. Damn.
And I say, sorry, the residual drugs from the helicopter are still processing in her brain.
Yeah, exactly.
And
next thing we know, though, the other side of the truck opens.
What?
And I'm like,
two men.
Thank you for knowing that it actually is another man.
I had a feeling.
Yeah, like, and at first I just hear.
I thought I saw his shadow actually.
It was
through
a
the
shadow
thing, but it was so he was just taking up so much of the window.
Because his boot hits the ground, and it was like boot.
I felt it shake a little.
A little shake, if you
strong
will.
Legs.
It's like, and we've got dark jeans again. This time, this man is maybe the business of the operations. He's in a blazer.
What?
You understand? Dark jeans, a nice belt, blazer.
A blazer?
He's wearing a blazer. He has a briefcase.
I'll bite. What's going on?
He's like, hi, I'm... Is there a hot name that starts with a W?
Why?
I was just, okay. He's like, hi, I'm Felix.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm Felix. He says, I'm the owner of Swatches.
And I'm like, Felix Swatch? And I look at you. We make eye contact because we think we've reeled in a big fish.
He said, I know that you guys are going to, you guys are watch consultants and you're going to take a look around the facilities once you settle in at the farm. But I just wanted to come meet you myself, say hello.
It's so nice to meet you, Felix.
It's so nice to meet you.
So why are you, are Felix and...
They're brothers.
Oh.
They're brothers. Cousins, if you will. Kind of like brothers, like cousins.
So
yeah, they're
what
close.
Was the other one's name?
The other one's name is Adam.
Okay, so it's Adam and Felix Swatch.
Absolutely,
but Adam owns the farm.
Yes,
and Felix
owns Swatches.
Owns Swatches.
Yeah,
and I think there must be some jealousy going on in this family.
Of course.
Until we get to the farm,
right?
And the farm's gorgeous.
So nice.
I mean, sprawling, just land with.
Crops,
agriculture,
happy animals, I would say, even
some happy animals, even maybe some dairy cows.
I could see that.
Free range, of course.
Thank God.
And I'm like, oh, we love it here, but we're making eye contact because we don't love it there.
No, we're city girls. We're city girls through and through.
And we've been robbing, banks left and right. Like, we're tired.
We're walking with stilettos in the ground like, oh, you sink in it. I like, it's really hard to pull my luggage with the heels, you know?
We walk. There's a beautiful little downtown area, like small town with some shopping, a bar, a diner. And they're like, do you want to go? Should we get a bite at the diner? And I'm like, I would love to. But we're walking in, they have a TV on and I see that it's the news. And I say, you know what? Let's just get something to go.
Good idea.
And I point on the TV. Yeah. And so they take us back to where we'll be staying.
Yeah.
And Felix is like, well, we'll do the tour tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I'll let you guys settle in.
Yeah.
And he looks at you.
Felix does?
A little too long. Felix does.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Things are going to flip-flop.
Yeah.
And I think... That's weird. He's looking at her because that blazer is reading gay.
Right.
And he owns
Swatches.
Swatches, a watch store.
Yeah.
And I say, and he's like, okay, I'll see you guys tomorrow. And I was like, I think he is gay. Don't get your hopes up. And that's when Adam says, he's not.
Oh.
But I am.
Whoa.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What's going on?
A farm boy?
In Wisconsin. The farm owner is a homosexual and the watch owner is not?
Yeah. And he said, what's gayer than farming? And I
said, a lot of things.
Okay.
And I was like, I can think of like a huge list of things that are gayer than farming. And he's like, not when you wear these boots. And he reveals his boots are fashionable.
Wow.
You know, black leather studs in them.
I love that.
Maybe a little gem jewel.
Yeah. And he's like, you should watch me hoe the fields.
And I go, okay, I'm a millionaire.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? And I'm like, no,
oh.
I mean, I'm just a lowly,
watch consultant. And he's like, do you want me to help you with your bags?
I got it.
Oh. He's like, oh, okay. Dare I ask, are you gay?
No.
Okay.
And then you look at me weird and I'm like, he doesn't need to know everything off the bat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Keep him guessing.
Especially because I'm known, my criminal persona is known as the
straight, very straight.
The, well, no, I was going to say flaming. So I wanted flaming. To keep it as.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't need people, know, you know,
exactly.
picking up on any cues.
Right.
And you, of course, only brought capes. So we're going to stand out like sore thumbs.
Yeah. That's who I am.
And so. And so we are. In our room, which is nice, but it's not, it's fine.
I mean, we're used to obviously very
Four
much
seasons.
Nicer. Yeah. But it's clean.
And I go, you know, it's actually kind of nice not to be staying in a 5-star hotel for once.
Yeah. It feels like home, which I haven't felt that feeling in a long time.
Years.
Months.
Since before I started robbing.
Yeah. Right.
And we think about it for a minute and then we take pills. We pass out.
Thank God.
The next morning, we wake up, we're montaging.
We're montaging through.
We are helping with farm work because it seems like that he comes in, he asks us to. He looks good the next day, too. So we're doing farm work. We're making breakfast. Maybe we kill a chicken and we're like,
wow.
Oh, and I'm like, you know, it's crazy. I can kill a person with no problem, but something about a chicken. And he's like, what? And I was like,
what? What'd you say?
And I was like, I've never shot a security guard.
No. And if I did, it was definitely in the arm and they would have lived.
Yeah. Except for the
one
couple
time that
I died.
Missed. Yeah.
And we're montaging.
Yeah, we're montaging.
He's like, all right, I guess it's time that you guys go to the watch store.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I'm kind of feeling the farm vibe.
Wow.
And I say to you, I'm like, maybe you should go.
You want me to go?
To the watch factory.
Okay.
And I'll just stay back.
If you feel like staying is the right option, then stay.
I think Adam seems like he's onto something.
Yeah.
So I think that if I stay here, it'll throw him off the track.
Okay. Smart.
What's going on? And that's when Felix pulls up in a motorcycle.
What?
And I say, maybe we had Felix all wrong.
Yeah.
That blazer really threw us off because he's pulling off that motorcycle jacket.
Yeah, he is.
And I say, and good thing we're not both going because we would not both fit on the back of that motorcycle.
Definitely not.
And so you hop on the back.
And I say, I'm scared. I say, I'm a little nervous.
Who do you say it to?
I say it to Adam, Felix. I say it to Felix. I go, I'm a little scared.
And he says, what? Because
she's
driving a motorcycle with a helmet
so
on.
So loud.
And that's when you feel him take your arm because you're obviously have to hold on.
Yeah.
And he kind of like secures your arms.
Ooh.
Around him.
Yeah.
And it's
hot.
Hard. He has a hard
body.
Abdomen.
Yeah. He has a hard body.
And it takes you back
a
little bit.
I'm taken aback. I feel so safe. I mean, as much as we're speeding through traffic and I'm scared for my life, I feel so safe with this man.
Yeah, and that's a feeling you don't get every day.
No, you really don't.
And it's weird because that's how I'm kind of feeling at the farm.
I know.
With Adam, there's something about the way that he feeds the chickens.
Ugh, that's so sweet.
I'm like, he cares about the chickens, but he's also doing woodwork.
Yeah.
So he's really down to earth with an artistic flair.
Yeah.
And I see his woodwork and I go, there is the homosexuality. It's beautiful engraved. Designs.
He says, I prefer to call myself a whittler.
And I say,
whittle that wood.
Whittle away, honey.
Yeah.
And you guys get to the watch factory.
Okay, perfect.
Do you want to take over?
Yeah, we get to the watch factory and I get off the bike. I take my helmet off and my hair is just, it's gotten volume, if you know what I mean. It's really like, it almost cascades down and I'm like, oh God, I'm sure my hair is everywhere. And he's like, it looks great.
Looks
and I'm
perfect.
Like, okay. Okay.
As
great.
A bee flies out of it.
Yeah. And then I'm like, what was that? And then we go in. He's like, so we're having trouble like swatches. Like, what is a swatch? You know? And they say,
what is a swatch?
What is a swatch? It really is like the concept of a watch that's right here, sort of just the circle of the watch. And then it's like you are whoever your band is. Every day you're a different band.
Oh,
your fashion, your matching,
sort of like
your
a play off of an artist's watch.
Exactly, exactly. And he says the problem is people aren't wanting to like
express themselves.
Yes, express themselves. They're like,
thanks a lot, Trump.
Right. It's like people were just stuck in these boxes. It's like, I don't want to make decisions every morning type vibe.
And that's why their watches don't come. People think that they're cheap because they don't come in a nice box. But it's because just like people,
wow,
they shouldn't be put in a box.
That's exactly it. And I say, wow, that I'm getting ideas as I'm going through.
Of course. Right?
And he shows me all the different types of watches and the types of swatches, which it's like, you know, the woman who wants to stand out, you know, the woman who's scared to stand out. There are all these different types. And he's like, I don't know how to entice people to grab it. And I'm like, wow. And it really makes me think about Margot just for a second.
And I go, it's so crazy because swatches is everywhere that.
Yeah.
The owner has such input in
the design
of the bands.
He says to me, the problem we're having is like getting people excited to like really express themselves, not just like picking three and that's it. Like, how do we make this like a continued investment? How do we like other companies like get that download again and again, get that money fresh up out the gate, right?
Totally.
Get them excited to swatch with their outfit. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, God, let me think about that. That's really, really fascinating. And we get to this one room in the swatch factory. And he says, this is my idea room. It's where I come when I want ideas. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm like, wow. And he turns the lights on and it's like,
pow, 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 pow.
Yeah. It's like this room that kind of like has clouds on the ceiling.
Whoa.
And there are like lights everywhere.
Sort of like Willy Wonka.
It's very Willy Wonka-esque. And I almost run to the side to lick the wallpaper. And he goes, what are you doing? I said, oh, I was in Willy Wonka. And he goes, what? And I go, I'm sorry. I haven't been confused.
In public in a long time.
I got confused. I didn't know what was going on. And he said, let's sit down. He has beanbag chairs in the idea generating room, you know?
Yeah.
Love a beanbag.
I don't know that I love that.
No.
In a man that I'd... I'm not with him.
Listen, yeah. And he has a beanbag and I'm like, okay. And he's like, what if we just sit here and just think about swatches for a little bit?
And the thing is,
yeah.
What are you doing there?
I'm trying to come up with ideas as to how to get people to want
to. You're a swatch consultant.
Right, exactly.
Right.
So
we
get to that part and then the camera pans to the clouds in the sky. Okay. Goes from the sky back down. You're posing and Adam is whittling away and you're like, can I move?
What is he whittling?
You're like, can I move yet? And he's like, hold on. I'm almost done. Okay. And you're like, oh.
And I said, me too.
Yeah. And then he's like, okay, tell me what you think. And he has this little stump. He turns it to you and it's a portrait of you. It's whittled wood of you lying down.
Oh my God. And I'm thin.
So,
and I say, is that how you see me?
He's like, that's how you are.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Then. And I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
What is it? It's a tree stump?
It's a tree stump that has...
So I'm kind of like, what am I supposed to do with this now?
Right. And he's like, oh, I thought you could keep it and like remember this night.
A tree stump?
With my sketching of you on it.
I flew here.
Okay, forget it.
I just don't know that I'm going to be able to fit a tree stump in my luggage.
Okay. But you did...
It's really pretty.
Do you always look for problems when there are like magical moments in front of you? Do you look for the loopholes?
Yeah. And that's how I've become as successful as I have.
Wow. What happened to you? And he asked you that and you're stopped in your tracks.
Both my parents were, they lost all their money to the big banks.
Oof.
Dad found the bottle. Mom found the gambling table.
Yikes.
We lived in a state where casinos were illegal, so she would have to go to her friend Barbara's illegal underground casino in a suburban neighborhood, which was just in her basement.
Basement, really.
And that's where my college money went.
Oh.
And we didn't have money for chairs, so we actually had tree stumps. So that's
why.
I think why I feel so
triggered
by this tree stump. And it's beautiful. Your work is amazing. Oh. And I loved watching you whittle it. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. And he's like, say no more. Wow, you're way stronger than I thought. I admire so much your bravery and your strength. Are you still close with your family?
No.
Oh.
Dead.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It was a freak accident.
He goes to hug you.
And I shrieked. Nobody's hugged me in years.
Yeah, you recoil. He goes, oh, I'm sorry. And you go, I'm sorry. I just haven't been touched. And he's like, he's getting consent. He's trying to get, because he's like, okay, do you not want to be, or is it okay if I?
If you what?
Hug you?
Yes. Don't ask me for consent for a hug. I can't with that.
Okay. Ew, I love consent in all areas.
I love consent, but like, we're having a moment. You stopping and asking me if it's okay if you hug me is okay. Ruining it.
Okay.
Adam.
Sorry. He's like, sorry, you recoiled.
Well, I thought you were going to steal my wallet.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, you really weren't?
No.
And that's when I pull his wallet out of my pocket.
And he's like, wow, you've got some magic hands there.
And I'm like, you have no idea. And that's when I pull out his underwear. And he's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, I went to magician school.
Immediate turn on.
Yep. And I'm like, I usually don't get that.
He's like, what other tricks can you do? And we fade to black. There's a cheeky smile.
Yeah, yeah.
And we fade to black.
And then we hear, as we pan out, pigs squealing.
Absolutely.
From the farm, but also.
But also what else is happening.
And then we open and we're back in the.
Swatch idea room.
And it's going well.
Wow.
You're naked.
Great.
And he. He is on a 3D printer.
Okay.
And out comes a swatch band with tits on it.
Love that.
I knew you would.
Yeah, that's fun.
And he knew you would.
Yeah.
And he said, I bet there's a market for things like this.
Mm-hmm.
And there is.
Of course.
Of course. And he's like, how long have you been a watch consultant?
Like 7 or 8 years.
How'd you start?
I fell into it. I really did.
Mm.
I grew up and always wanted to know what time it was. I had such a fear of time. Always wanted to know.
My being parents, late.
You know what I mean? I was like, as a young kid, I said, why are watches so ugly? I remember saying that.
It's I'm him now.
Yeah.
I also grew up always running late because I just couldn't put a ugly watch on my arm. Mm,
yeah.
And it's how I got kicked out of prep school.
Oh, wow.
I was supposed to be a doctor.
No.
And my parents said,
no.
Doctors? Run on time.
Yeah.
And I say, well, maybe I'll be a lawyer. And they say, lawyers run on time too.
Damn.
And we went through a lot of jobs and they all said they all need to know what time it is. And I say, well, who's making the watches?
Mm.
And that's how I got my passion.
That's incredible.
Did you go to watch design school?
Yeah, I did.
Really? Where?
In, it was like... downtown New York.
Oh.
Yeah.
A New York girl.
Yeah.
I could tell by the brown hair.
Oh. A lot of brunettes from New York.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
Thank you.
Beautiful. That's my type.
Yes.
Brunettes. Beautiful. Beautiful perfect hourglass figured brunettes like yourself.
Oh my gosh. Thank you I've just remembered I'm standing here naked and
Oh.
Let me throw my cape on.
I didn't even notice. I've been gazing into your beautiful eyes. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
I really appreciate a woman's mind first.
Wow. And that's, I'm immediately very turned on by that. You know what I mean? Even though I'm standing there, tits out, I'm like, that is so beautiful that I don't even feel naked because I feel so seen.
And that's when we pan down. He's also naked.
Absolutely.
Because he wanted you to feel at ease.
Which I was.
And there's a sexual tension.
Wow. I can feel it.
You guys are leaning in.
Yeah.
We cut to commercial.
Thank God.
Well, we come back. We're montaging.
Yeah. Okay.
We're seeing me and Adam country line dancing. Ugh. Okay. We are at the diner eating food. I'm hiding the TV.
That's funny.
Because we're still all over the news,
sure,
you know?
Sure, yeah.
You and What's-His-Nuts are trying on watches, trying on clothes. Mm. He's like, do you want to maybe go clothes shopping? I noticed that all you have is capes, and that's not really... I love them, don't get me wrong, but it's you're knocking over a lot of the assembly line every time you walk past.
He's not wrong.
And so he's you go shopping...
I love that.
You're making friends with the assembly line workers.
Of course.
You've always been a woman of the people. That's why we got into robbing.
Yes.
Because we wanted to be kind of Peter Pan's where we stole from the rich and gave to ourselves, the poor.
Well, yeah.
And we donate.
All the time.
All the time. We're like.
Big donators.
Big donators. And things are going so well.
So well.
And so, you know, it's days go by. We see calendars being ripped.
Wow.
I'm getting better at farming. My outfits are also getting more farm-like acclimated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lots of khaki.
Wow.
You know, I don't have my nails painted anymore.
Okay.
I'm sweating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I hadn't done for years.
Yeah.
Things are, you know, we're acclimating. We're barely even seeing each other because we're quick.
We're so
You're working basically all day at the factory. I'm working all day at the farm.
Wow.
And we go to a group dinner at the fanciest place in town.
Yeah.
The Olive Garden.
Thank God.
And we're enjoying it.
God, we're having fun.
Endless soup, salads, breadsticks.
Yeah.
It's delicious. And it's when we get a call from Cynthia.
Oh, my God.
And fortunately, both the guys had to go. Well, Adam had to go move the car.
Okay.
And Felix is in the bathroom.
Okay, great.
And so we answer on speaker, Cynthia, and she says, okay, I think we're in the clear. There was a terrorist attack. It's taken over the news. So we're good. No one cares anymore. Rob the watch place blind.
Oh, God.
And we're like, I'm like, actually, Cynthia, I've been more focused on the farm.
Yeah.
She's like, well, rob the farm too.
Wow.
Whoa. And I'm like, I can't.
Isn't that your family farm?
I'm like, Cynthia, it's your family. Well, isn't it also her watch company?
That's true.
And she's like, I was cut from those fuckers years ago.
Yeah.
And they sent me to work for you. So, yeah, I'm going to get my revenge. And I'm like, Cynthia, we're not playing out your family revenge plot.
No.
With the men that we're in love with.
Right.
And she's like, what?
And I'm like,
and then you're like, what?
What?
And then I'm like,
wait.
What?
What?
And then they are back, both of them at the same time. And they're like, what? And we're like, Cynthia, we have to go.
Bye.
And then we get a text. The camera zooms in on the text and it's like, rob them by Christmas.
Wow.
It's also been Christmas the whole time.
The whole time it's been Christmas.
Rob them by Christmas or else.
Oh, my God.
And then she sends a picture of
our cats.
Our cats. Our famous cats.
Yeah.
And she's holding her finger to her throat like a knife, kind of. She's like. And I go, that little fucking bitch. I knew she was going to come back to haunt us.
I knew she would do this.
And so they both obviously ask us to come back to their house as they always have been the past week and a half.
Right.
You know, they're like, come back. We'll sing Christmas carols.
Yeah, there's so no big cookies. We'll cuddle.
And I say, you know what's crazy, Adam? With the way you woodwork, no one would ever believe that you could finesse snickerdoodles the way you can.
True.
But you can.
Yeah.
With those calloused hands.
Yeah.
I just really, and you know, I have to stay on game and I'm like, we gotta go. We have to stay at our own place.
Yeah.
We go back to the hotel room.
Okay,
and
smart.
I'm like, okay, we have to talk about.
We have to talk about what's going on.
The robbery.
Yeah, the robbery.
What do you got?
Like, what am I? Here's what the thing is. I'm nervous about robbing them because what if they are mad that we did that? And like, how are we
going to? They probably will be.
They will be mad and then we'll have to leave and never see them again, which I'm fine with because I'm not like attached.
I'm not attached. I hate them.
I hate them. But also like, I'm very myself.
I've never personally been happier.
You seem really happy.
I have never felt this feeling of just
peace
almost.
And love, I would say.
And lightness.
There's a lightness to you.
And he's good at sex.
Was he?
I think. We haven't done it fully.
Okay.
Which I also like. He's not pressuring
it. I love
it.
That. Yeah, he's just teasing. He's going at your pace. And I love that for you. And I go, I have an idea. Let's not rob them yet. Okay? Let's just sit on it.
And kill them.
And.
No.
No. Kill them with kindness, maybe.
And we're I like, say, you kind of have had a change of.
Yeah.
Heart, it seems, because you used to be the trigger happy one.
I love to shoot
people. You killed a family just for the fun of it.
I
that
know.
One bank in Paris, remember?
Absolutely.
You said je m'appelle, and then you just shot them.
I never regretted that for a second. I thought it was such a great move for me.
It was iconic.
Iconic. And so you and I are like, let's just sit on it. Okay. Next.
And I said, I will.
Yeah. You sit on it. Next thing we know, it's the next day and we're sitting with the boys. We're all cuddling, watching like Gilmore Girls. Okay. Cause like they let us do it and they love that.
And they're brothers. So
their brothers are having fun.
Yeah. It's not. Yeah. They like it. And they have a nice house.
So tentative. Like I'm sort of
like kind of a modern farmhouse vibe.
Yeah. And I'm sitting
well
there.
Well decorated.
And you can tell I'm like. And like up goes Felix to get me water. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're like. Kind of go like that and out of up to get you a blanket. All of a sudden they both get texted. He's like, oh my God, the swatch place is being robbed. And we're like, fuck, Cynthia.
And I'm like, what did you do?
I'm like, it's not me. I think it's Cynthia. And then Adam gets a text and it's like, the cows are missing.
Like
the cat. And we're both like, what? And so
he's like, did you shut the gate? And I'm like, yes.
Yeah. And they're like, okay, wait, we have to go try to handle this. I'm like, oh, you definitely shouldn't go because like, what if somebody has a gun and you never know who's trigger happy?
Yeah. And I said, we'll go and we should pull our guns out.
Yeah. And they're like, what? So we race down there. They're both in the back of the truck and we're like, just stay here. Okay. Just
where are we going?
To the swatch place.
What about the cows?
The cows we're not worried about yet. We're going to get there second.
That's weird.
That might have been a distraction,
been
though. I know. That was a distraction because, like, to get us to go there instead of the swatch place, which has all the money.
Okay.
Okay, we get there. We see a big truck and we see Cynthia. And we're like, Cynthia, stop right there. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And the guys are like, what's going on? We're like, stay in the car. Just trust us.
They're like, don't you recognize your sister?
Yeah.
And they're like, that's not our sister. And we're like, Cynthia. And she's like, I never came from a fucking swatch family.
Yeah.
I came from the streets.
Yep.
And that's why I hate you guys so much. And
you guys are mean
you
to
into
me. Yeah.
Coming here to distract these fools.
Yep.
So that I could get in to the swatches.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, what about the cows, you heartless bitch? And she's like, we didn't do anything to the cows. And I'm like, someone did something to the cows. And
and then Adam's like, there is footage. You did forget to close
and I'm
the
like,
gate.
Fuck. And he's like, no problem. We yeah. have
we'll get
cowboys to go get them, like in Yellowstone.
Yeah. And we go, what cowboys? And then we're just
we didn't meet any cowboys.
Like, oh my God. Okay. So Cynthia's like,
please.
Cynthia's like, yeah. You guys who have killed people and robbed and never given me any of that money other than my salary, which was very low to start with.
And we're like taken aback because well, we're pretending to be.
Yeah.
And I look at you, I go, who are you talking to? We've never killed anybody or robbed. We've been. And that's when Adam's like, wait, I actually have never heard anything about your past or why you're here.
Yeah. And Cynthia's like, cut the shit.
And I go, well, look who got a fucking mouth all of a sudden.
Yeah. And she's like, now you're trying to flirt with these guys? Is that what's happening?
I said, for your information, we've gotten to third base multiple times.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Well, do they know that a home run for you is leaving someone out to dry after shooting them in the neck?
As a matter of fact, they don't.
Yeah.
And they're not going to. And I hold the gun to Cynthia.
Oh, okay. Then she's like, wait, I dare you to shoot me.
And I go, you would love that, wouldn't you?
And Adam's like, what's going on?
And that's when all of a sudden there's people around.
Oh, wow.
And they're like, oh, my God, that's Bruce Trotter.
And Anastasia.
Roberge.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Whatever the fuck it was.
And we're like, fuck.
We're like, that's not us. And they're like showing their phones and stuff. Wanted. And Felix, number one by the FBI.
Felix and Adam both look gutted. They're like, I mean,
we're number
what?
One and two on the FBI's most wanted list. And I say, who's number one?
Yeah, and who's number two? And they go, that's not what's important. And we're both like, it's actually very important to me. And Felix and I, they're both like, so you lied to us?
I wouldn't say lied.
Didn't tell the truth.
You never asked us if we were bank robbers.
I didn't think I had to.
Well, if you're not interested, why am I going to tell you?
And he's like, wow, so I meant nothing to you?
Where did that come from? Because I robbed a bank one time, a couple of times.
And Cynthia's like, one time?
And I'm like, Cynthia, I swear to God, I'll blow your brains all over this shitty little town.
And then Felix is like, you think this town is shitty?
Felix, shut the fuck up. I don't care what he has to say.
No, you can't say,
don't talk to my boyfriend
like that.
Yeah,
don't talk to my boyfriend. He goes, boyfriend. I go, I know we haven't said like titles yet, but I feel like we see each other every night. Like we're definitely like intimate. And he's like, you've been lying to me for a month.
But I do like that you called me your boyfriend. Yeah. And I go, we can't turn on each other.
Yeah, you're right.
Shoot Cynthia.
You want me to?
Kill her.
Okay, but then will I have to go?
Just do it. And then Adam's like, no, you can't kill her.
Yeah.
And I go, why? And he's like, because she's a human being. And I was like,
to who?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, if you kill her, you'll go away forever. Look at everyone's filming us.
Everyone's, yeah, we're not going to get away with this. Not this time.
And that's what someone says. Cynthia's like, you're not going to get away with this.
Not this time.
And the cops come.
Oh my
We're
God.
Surrounded.
Yeah.
And that's when Adam say, she's right there, officer.
Okay.
Points to Cynthia. And that's when Felix drops. The thing about we forgot to mention was in his dream world.
Yeah.
He also had a diamond swatch,
right,
in a case.
Yeah,
that was priceless. It was a priceless heirloom, and it was missing after the robbery, or so we thought,
right?
And he's like checking her pocket.
Yeah,
sort of like Titanic when Jack
Very
doesn't
Titanic.
Steal the necklace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the diamond swatch is. And so the cops are there, and I was like, I heard she also robbed the bank in New York last week.
Yeah,
I bet if you check her phone, there's a lot there. And then I quickly take her phone and I transfer the money over to us, to our secret accounts.
Yeah. And I throw a cape around her really quickly, almost like a magic trick. And I go, and she's wearing a cape. Isn't that their signature look?
And she talks like a gay man.
Yeah.
And they're like, wait, but we have you two on camera. And we're like, we were forced.
We were forced.
To rob. By her.
Her.
She ruined our lives, our youth.
Killer.
I was supposed to be I was supposed to be in animal husbandry school. And Adam's like, you wanted to go into animal husbandry? And I was like, yeah, I've always wanted to be a farmhand.
Farmhand.
And so they carted away Cynthia. And do you want to take it home?
Absolutely. And all the cops leave and the hoopla like dies down and they look at us and they go, what's the real truth?
I'm like,
they go, we really love you guys, like who you are at your core, your body,
you love me?
Your mind, your humor, everything about you. But I need to know who you are.
And if I'm going to
open up. Yeah.
How much time do you have?
And he goes, it's for you forever.
And I'm like, let's get some eggnog and we'll trim the tree and
we'll talk.
We'll talk. And so we're trimming the tree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we put the star on top, okay? And as we place the star, we pan away.
Okay.
To commercial. We come back. The hand is it's my hand, but now it's a little bit callous.
Oh.
And it comes down and it's been 1 year.
Time has passed.
It's 1 year later because it's Christmas again.
Absolutely.
And things are, you know, we're just all together.
We're singing.
You're pregnant.
I'm pregnant.
I have a wedding ring on.
I have a cape on and a cape on my belly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The double cape.
And on the news.
You're engaged or married.
I'm married. I'm wearing a wedding band.
Congrats.
And then on the news behind us, they're like, a local Dairy Queen was robbed where criminals were secretly hiding millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Undiscovered by authorities, the money, whatever, whatever. And they're like, oh my God, that wasn't you guys, right? Like joking. And we're like, no.
No.
And then we look at each other and we wink because we had a passion for it. We still do it.
Of course.
But we stopped killing.
We stopped killing. And then we say, check under the tree, Merry Christmas. And we got them both Ferraris. And they're like, how did you? And we go,
don't worry about it.
Don't even worry about it.
Cynthia.
Chipped in.
Left an account that she forgot about.
Yeah. And the movie's called?
Robbing.
Robbing My Heart. Robbing My Heart?
Yeah, I mean.
I love that.
It feels off, but.
It feels on at the same time. Because
there's multiple hearts involved.
Robbing Hearts.
Robbing Hearts.
Deal.
Robbing Heart. Like Robin Hood.
I'm crying. Robbing Heart. Yeah. That's perfect.
And yeah, it's beautiful.
That was stunning.
And it ends up on Lifetime because of all the killing.
The killing got us on Lifetime. We couldn't seal
Hallmark. Wouldn't let it.
And we respect that. What an incredible movie.
I'll tell you what, it made me want to go rob a bank.
I know. It made me want to have like a really nice night with somebody in Christmas lights.
See, I didn't get that.
No.
I feel so fulfilled.
I feel fulfilled too.
That I don't even think about it. I don't wish Adam was at my apartment.
No.
Taking care of my dog and
whittling with wood.
Whittling with wood and changing the knobs on my cabinet to something he knows I'd really appreciate.
Of course.
So anyway.
Yeah.
This is the first episode of the new episodes, guys.
I know. Now that we're on, like, I mean, we're on. We're live, we're changing, we're different, we're performing. You know what I mean? Life is different now.
Life is different, but...
Also the same.
Also the same, because you can go join the Facebook group, Stuck in the Middle. You can join the Patreon, patreon.com/middlechildren. But until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye!
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.